Shir Ayin Vav and Bava Kama continued Chav Tesir Hitov Shemem Gimel May 12, 1983 on Thursday continued.
So the Kesachim would say, takes us from even other parents. Because the whole Kasha of Mgeitzef is strange Kasha. If Mgeitzef hadn't tested Kasha, I mean, everybody would say, it's no Kasha. He doesn't do anything on Shabbos. So he doesn't involve an Isam Loche. Isam Loche, it means that he does something on Shabbos. Not if he's fully asleep. I mean, it doesn't make any difference whether he's asleep or he's not asleep. As far as the candles that keep on burning, so he can be asleep too. I mean, and if he's not asleep, so it is just as if he's asleep, so he doesn't involve Isam Loche. It's only because the Mekei Yisef has that kasha. But there is a stronger kasha. Mekei Yisef himself says that the only reason as to why we are allowed to light Shabbos candles is because, according to the Tzitzachation's interpretation of Mekei Yisef, because of the concept of Basami Koraz Linon. So Mekei Yisef holds that the concept of Basami Koraz Linon applies to the case of Zohar Kev and Achitza Akli too. But the Gemara says, "Le'rabe pshita le'rove miboylei." So to Rove, it wasn't so poshet. The whole concept of Basami Koraz Linon. So there was one alternative in Rove's mind that even in the case of Zorak Limerisha Gagu, we don't say Basami Koraz Linon. So according to that alternative, in Rove's mind, according to him, it said, "One is not allowed to light Shabbos candles. To put up a chont or to put up tea for the whole Shabbos on the fire, on the stove." It's merasim. I just can't understand how the Tzitzachation, I mean, just said that as it of a poshut, and so he's not miyashi. So according to Rove, how is a woman allowed to light the Shabbos candle? How is a woman allowed to light the Shabbos candle? Right. Now, so the Nachlas Dovid is massive from the Tzitzachation. I mean, what every word the Nachlas Dovid says, I mean, in general, every word the Nachlas Dovid says is very strong. But I mean, especially here. So he says, the Rosh is not Chelik HaTesis. Well, first of all, we see him, he said, mentions the same Shita of Tesis in the name of the Rosh. But apart from that, he said, like, it's like this. In this shaila of Basami Koraz Linon and Basaseifas Linon, so there are two things that we have to consider. Actually, the halacha by Rabbi of Zorak Lim Risha Gaku, Boach HaVishikri, the Makil Potter, Shimon, the Mishado, the Makil is Potter, he really implies two separate concepts. One concept is that when a person does a Maisa Hezek, and the result of the act takes place, let's say, 5 minutes later. Let's say, he throws down a keleh from the top of the Empire State Building. Let's say it takes 5 minutes until it reaches the ground. So, the question is, when is he considered to have done the Maisa Hezek? At 9 o'clock, when he dropped the keleh from the top of the Empire State Building? Or at 5 minutes after 9, when the keleh falls to the reaches the ground? So if we say Basami Koraz Linon, it means at 9 o'clock he is a mazik. The gavre is a mazik at 9 o'clock, even though the keli is not working. And then, but Rabbi says an additional halacha. Rabbi does not say, if Rabbi had just said Zora keli mirei shagak at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, from then past the go. And then, it reached the ground, the keleh, 5 minutes after 9. 2 minutes after 9, he had, on the roof of then past the go, he had a heart attack and he died instantaneously. So, if Rabbi had said, in the case of Zorak Lim Rishakad at 9 o'clock, and he died instantaneously, 2 minutes later, and the keleh fell to the ground at 5 minutes after 9, so that that the Nizek, the owner of the Kelim, can collect from the Nechosim of Reuven who threw down from the Tapu 10% building, then we would know, Rabbi is saying just 1 hour, that when a person does a Maisa Hezek and the result of the act takes place 5 minutes later, so it's considered to be a mazik as of the original moment, not when the culmination of the act, when you drop a keilah at 9 and the keilah falls down at 5 to the ground at 5 after 9. So he dropped at 9, but the culmination of the act is at 5 after 9. So if Rabbi had said in such a case, if he died 2 minutes after 9, that the Nizek can collect from the Nechosim of the Zeirek, so then we would know that Rabbi is mentioning 1 hour, that is considered a mazik as of the original moment. In that sense, of the original moment. But Rabbi is saying something else, an additional hour. Rabbi is saying that if Shimon at 3 minutes after 9 is Mishabe while the Kele is Ba'avi, and Shimon is a very tall person, so he hits it with the Makir, and he thereby precludes the possibility of the culmination of Reuven's act. So Shimon is Potter. Why is Shimon Potter? Why is Shimon Potter? I'm not according to the Ramban's Lomdes. But other Rishonim don't agree with the Ramban's Lomdes. So Shimon is not Potter because he has no Shavuos, because that is not important, the fact that at that moment he had no Shavuos. So he had Shavuos 5 minutes before. So why is Shimon Potter according to all Rishonim? Except Rambam, why is Shimon Potter? Because Mona Tvira Tova. So that's another aloche. That's an additional aloche. That's another aloche over and above the first aloche that is considered a mazik as of the original moment. Because two is considered a mazik as of the original moment. So what? But why shouldn't Shimon be chayev? Why shouldn't Shimon also be chayev? Together with Reuven. Reuven is a mazik. If Rabbi had only mentioned 1 hour, that when a person drops a keilah from the Reish Agag at 9 o'clock, and the culmination of the act takes place at 5 after 9, so he is considered a mazik as having consummated the act of hezek at 9, not at 5 after 9, but at 9. So then it would not necessarily mean that if Shimon at 2 minutes after 9, 3 minutes after 9, break the keilah b'makel, the Shimon is potter, because we could say, true, Reuven is a mazik as of the original moment, but the keilah was still intact. It was still an intact keilah. It was bad, it was destined to break, but it was an intact keilah, a perfect keilah b'avi. So, and Shimon broke it. So let them both be chayav. Shimon, so let Shimon also be chayav. But Rabbi says Shimon is potter. Why? Mone tefira tovo. So that means that Shimon is potter because Shimon broke the keilah. Why is it a broken keilah? Because there's no Shavuos now. That's the oneness of the Ramban. But all the other Shimon say no. The fact that there's no Shavuos is of no significance. It's a Shavuos before the fall. It's a Shavuos. But it's a broken keilah. What is it? So that means that not only is Reuven considered in Mazik as of 9 o'clock in the morning, before the culmination of the act, but that it's considered already broken. It's considered already huzak. It's considered already shovel. It's considered a shovel. That's another aloha. So there are two separate alohas. This is what the Nachus David says. He doesn't express it in these words, but this is what he means. So there are two alohas that Rabbi says. Aloha number one, that when a person is a great keilah Reish Agag, so he's considered to have consummated the act of hezek and a full mazik as of the original moment, even before the culmination of the act. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, that not only he, the gadre, is considered to be mazik even before the culmination of the act, but that the keilah itself is considered chovo as of the original moment. The keilah itself is considered shovel as of the original moment. is as of the original moment. So since the Keli itself is considered Chovu as of the original moment, so what did it break? So Shimon is no Mazik. So then Tetzis comes, Tetzis and the Rosh and the Yisef, they all say the same thing. They say, insofar as halacha number one of Bosami Korazlinon is concerned, so that applies to the case of Zorah Kelem Reshagak, and it applies to Zorah Kretzala Kelem Reshagak. So, in respect to halacha number one, that when a person does an act of hezek, and even though the culmination takes place 5 minutes later, but Alpidin is considered a full mazik as of the original moment. Bein in the case of Zorak, bein in the case of Zorak Hetz Alakim. So if a person will be there at Hetz at 9 o'clock, and a Kele, and the Kele, and the Hetz will reach the Kele at 5 minutes after nine, and the 2 minutes after nine, the person with the Hetz will die, so then the Nizek will be able to collect from the Chosim of the Mazik, of the Zerik Hetz. The Zerik Hetz. Tetzis will also agree. But then Rabbi says, halacha number two, that not only that the Gavri is a Mazik as of the original moment, but that the Keli is considered Chovu as of the original moment. So that Tetzis says, that is only Shayach if he already did an act, he applied, his physical act was applied on the Keli at 9 o'clock. He took a Keli in his room. So at 9 o'clock, there was contact between him and the Keli. So we can say the Keli was Chovu. But in the case of Zorak Chetzal HaKele at 9 o'clock, and the Chetz reached the Kele, the Chetz reached the Kele 5 minutes after 9. After 9. So then we cannot say that the Kele is already Shovel when he didn't even touch. Now it's possible today with the progress of nuclear science, so it's possible to send out a missile, let's say, from Nevada, let's say, to Moscow, and then that missile will do damage, will do havoc, let's say, 10 hours later. I mean, you can decide with a time clock, you can decide when the missile should do the damage. So then we'll say, if Bosan Mikoraz, you know, that the damage, let's say, it will tear down the building. Let's say, if from Nevada a missile will be sent out, will be discharged, let's say, on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then it will break the building, let's say, Monday in Moscow, it will tear down buildings. In Moscow, Monday, let's say 24 hours later, so you'll say that the building was already torn down at 9 o'clock Sunday. I mean, there was no conflict, I mean, between the person who sent out the heads. So this is what Tetzis is saying. Because Rabbi really enunciates two separate halachas. Halacha number one was on Mikor Azlinon in the sense that he's considered the mazik as of the original moment. Halacha number two, not only is considered Gabri, is considered the mazik as having perpetrated the Maisa Hezek as of the original moment, even prior to the culmination of the act. So, but that the Keli is considered Chovu as of the original moment. Halacha number two applies only to the case of Zorak, where there was contact where the group of the person was in contact with the Keli that the Baran is it. So you can say you don't already show them. But in case of Chetz, he didn't touch it, nothing. How can we say that the Keli is Shovel? Just because we know this is something that is destined to happen. Alright? But it still didn't happen. So the Keli is not Shovel. So Mele, the Rosh agrees with Tetzis. But so the Rosh has the Kashe. Enoch and Amnes, the Muki Yisuf says, the Rosh says the same Aloche. The Rosh says the same Aloche as Tetzis. The Rosh says the same Aloche as Tetzis. But the Rosh asks, how does Rav Zeira say? How does Rav Zeira say that those that Hochod Yishus Rabbi, Vitizot Yishus Rabbi, Viziko Kirin Yishus Ayochit? So Rav Zeira says it's higher, but Rabbi says Bosami Korazlinon. And Bosami Korazlinon implies two Alochis. Halacha number one, that when a person does an act of hezek, even though the culmination is, let's say, it's 10 minutes later, but the gavri is considered a mazik, the gavri is considered a mazik at the time of the of when he did the act. Then there is halacha number two that Rabbi says that the keli is considered chovo as of the original moment. So through this halacha number two, that the keli is considered chovo, doesn't apply to zorak chetz. But halacha number one does apply. So that means that the behavior was mazekes at the moment it stepped on pebbles in the vicious rabbi at 9 o'clock, not at 9:05 when the pebbles reheat the keli in the vicious ayochi. So why does Rav Zeira say chaye? The Rosh says there is a special difference. I mean, it's very thorough. I mean, what Nachman Zalman says. Yes.
I understood the Nachman Zalman, but I don't understand how we could learn what the Pshat and our Gemara is. Because the Gemara raises the question of Buster being Torah, Buster soul.
Yes.
But Gabe, whether the thing is considered Gufo or Koko. So that isn't in effect. If you say a Pshat other than the Ketosis understanding of Ketosis in the Gemara is asking, is Soros.
No, but he's according to Nachman Zalman, it's Pshat. It's all life, because. As long as we say, you see, whether it's kufi or kufi, that depends not whether the keli is shovel or the keli is not shovel. Yeah, that depends whether he's in mazik.
Yeah. What I'm saying is it kotsume kora and gufo, or is it koko? So the Gemara mentions the case of Dora Salakli, which
also
says.
The Zachrishn assumed like that. But Nachlas Dovid, no, Nachlas Dovid will say, since, as a matter of fact, since Schuras is a special Zerzakos. Special Zerzakos. Because Kecha is Kigufei, there is no difference. But it's a special Zerzakos. So Mele, here, so if at the time when the Kele, the Dovra Nizik, becomes Huzak, so then there is, so at that time, so when the Kele becomes Shovel, comes Huzak, so there is no contact with the Gufa Beimo, then it's wrong. So if we say, in the case of Doras Kulimere Shagak, as a matter of fact, according to Nachlas Dovid, the whole Abaye of Rove was only in regard, now we ask the Kashi, according to Tzitzachetchen, so there is a problem with, according to Rove, according to one alternative, in Rove's mind, that maybe was a sophasly known, so how is a woman allowed to like Shabbos Keretz? I mean, it's inconceivable that Rove would say, no, no. I mean, that's not Shaya. So the answer is, Rove has an Abaye in respect to Halacha number two. In respect to Halacha number one, Rove has no Abaye. You see, Rabbi is saying two Halachas. So Rove, the Rabbi Pshitale, both Halachas. Halacha number one is Pshitale, and Halacha number two is Pshitale. But the Rove Miboyale in respect to Halacha number two, but in respect to Halacha number one, so if Rove also Pshitale.
Because the Gemara thinks not to mean is it Hatzi Nezek or Nezek Shomer?
Yes.
The Gemara is not really asking like Abaye Manatiru. It's asking whether it's Katsi Nezek or Nezek.
No, that depends. Whether it's Gufei or Kelechei depends whether at the time that the Hezek occurs, when the Kele becomes Shovel, whether it's Gufei or Kelechei. Not whether at the time of the Maisa Hezek. Because since Shures is a special Allah, like this without the special Zazakosh, we should say Kelechei Gufei. What difference is it? But it's a special Allah. So that special out, that Zerasakos depends not upon the moment when the governor or the behemoth becomes a mazekes, but at the time of the Shvirasakir, of the Hezek, when the Kele becomes Huzak, when the Kele becomes Shovel, if at the time when the Kele becomes Shovel there is contact with the Gufa Behemo, then it's Gufa. And if at the time when the Kele becomes Shovel, so there is no contact, then it's Kelechei. I mean, of course, I would also say like that, but we have to say like that in order to explain Alima. So now there is no difficulty with the Nukeiset. So that means now we as the Kashi according to the Sachaichen, so the Kashi is against Rove. There is one alternative to Rove's mind that was a safe as linen, so he shouldn't be allowed to put up ichon, to put up tea and of Shabbos, to light Shabbos candles. The answer is, Rove has his suffering in regard to halacha number two, but in regard to halacha number one, Rove has no sreikes. And Teisves and the Rosh, when they distinguish the Teisves and the Rosh and the Yitzhak, according to Nachmazdovich, so I mean, they all agree in the same Shite, I mean, and Yitzhak says it in the name of the Rosh. And it appears that he agrees with the Shite of the Rosh. And he says it in the name of the Rosh and he accepts it. So in other words, so the whole abided by Rove is in respect to Halacha number two, whether the Kehila becomes is considered Chomor Alpini as of the original moment or not. But as far as Halacha number two is concerned, as I know only in respect to Halacha number two, but as far as Halacha number one is concerned, that the Gavri is a Mazik, so that Rove is also Pshita. Rove is also Pshita. See, big parallel on the Ktzeis. I mean, what do the Ktzeis do? According to Rove's Sofik. So how are we allowed to light Shabbos candles? All right. Now, Toshma, Hidus in Emuel, Vieshim Aviz Emuel, Hidus Al-Gedaito. Why shouldn't Happy be Uche? Of course it's natural for a Tarnigel to have Elo, Lav, Hidus Vitis. If as a result of the happening she threw Schroes, Hidus Vitis, who woke him with it. In other words, she was happening upon the Kele, and as a result of that happening upon the Kele was Nizgalu Mokimacher, and the Vogue Mokimacher. So there's a machlekes tanoim in the braise whether he pays in ezek sholem or he pays in chotzin ezek. Isn't that the machlekes whether b'sam mikor azlinon or b'sam seif azlinon? Welcome to the ma'asova b'sam mikor azlinon u'ma'asova b'sam tova man azlinon. Loi b'hiti shuhes u'vituk te yisumches rabonon komifrige toshma tanigeyu im shoyim echatitim yechevel dui v'nivsek achevel v'nishbara dui if tanigeyu im kept on picking and the cord that was attached to a pail, the bucket, the nipsak achever, and then as a result of the picking by the Tanigel, so the cord was cut asunder, the nishbara dli, and the dli broke, mishal min ezek sholem. So the machshin assumed that this vices reference in the case were as a result of the picking by the Tanigel. So the cord was cut asunder, so the mele, the bucket was rolled with mokimache, and there it broke. So it says that the ksholem, so it's a raye that was on the korazino, shmamino was on the korazino, tilgimacher. When it says the price is said, mishalmo the ksholem, it has reference not to the bucket, but to the cord. Vochevu mishuni. I mean, in other words, they ate the hevel. It's not a natural thing for Tanigelim to eat the hevel. So then it's kevin, so you should pay chotzin ezek because mishune. The more is delicious. In other words, when it was covered, coated with a lot of dough, so mainly it was natural for Tanigelim to pick that kind of hevel that is coated with dough. So it's not mishune. The more is mishun. Vonish bablika done it. So apparently the price is dealing with the hezek done to the dli, not the hezek done to the chever. Elo sumchesi. Domatzchures nezek sholem nishal. Is sumches in the seife. Itas menu sheva lo nofla dli acher vishomro. Alo rishe mishal nezek sholem. Vala acher mishal nchotzin ezek. Vi sumches mi yisli chotzin ezek. Vichitei meshanu li sumches vinezek keichei. Likiyach keichei. Velohodi boi ravashi. In other words, when the Sukha say that Tzchures pays an Eksholem only Kirche, but in the case of Kirach Kirche, Sukhas is made that is Chotzin Ezek, because Sukhas is not Chilik, and Aloch and Mishni Sinai completely. But he is only Chilik and the Rabbanon in respect to the application of the Aloch of Tzchures Chotzin Ezek. So according to the Rabbanon, it applies even to Keichei, and according to Sumchas, only to Keichei. So, V'chitim Yishamalei, Yisumchas Bein Nele Keichei Keichei Keichei, V'lo Hod Boi Ravashi Keichei Keichei, Yisumchas Keichei Keichei, Lav Keichei Keichei, Tiv Shilei Lav Keichei Keichei, El Lav Rabbanoni, Shma Mino Bosni Paradino, Omar Abdibe Barabaye, Dikotu Minei Minei. The price of it says that Nehi Shuk Chavu Chavu, it doesn't mean that they picked the Hevel and Hevel was cut asunder and then it rolled and rolled Machmacher. But as they kept on picking, and then until they picked so much that the rolled became of mammoth. Not that it was rolled. It was rolled. Now, so this the Gemara says, the Gemara applies it to the case of the cause of Mnei, in order to explain it, I'll leave the Mandoma that was a safe thing. But if we have to assume was a Mikorazinon, then we don't have to apply the price of Tanakim Shinachatikim to Mnei. Then it can be applied to the regular case. In other words, they just picked at one moment in the Hevel and that made the Hevel be caught asunder and as a result of that, so the debris rolled to another place and there it broke. Because for some Korah has been also instead of Shalem. The Kashi that the Balaam Moyer is this against the Reef. The Reef, the Balaam Moyer assumed that the Reef passed for some Korah. Why did he assume that? Why did he assume that? Because he assumed that the Reef passed in Shabbos Din. So in other words, so the Balaam Moyer agreed with Rashi's Lomdes, not with the Ramban's Lomdes. So Mele, since the Reef passed was like Rabbi, so presumably that the Reef passed was a Mikorazlina. Was a Rakorazlina. Because according to all the Shani Madat and Ramban, so the Rabbi Pshitoi means that was a Pshitoi and was a Mikorazlina. So if it was a Mikorazlina, you don't have to apply the Braise to Mnei Mnei. So why does the Reef mention a Kinta of Mnei Mnei? So it is on this asoge of the Reef of the Balamoye against the Reef. The Ramban says that he has an altogether different pshat in the Gemara of Pasam the Rabbi Pshitaway. Just the reverse of Rashi. So the Mele, that means that the Reef pastors was a seva. So the Mele has to resort to that the kinte of Mnei.
Ein Zayin Baba Kama, Hey Sivan, Hey Tov Shemem, Gimel,
May 17, 1983, on Tuesday. Where do you leave off? Tosh Mahidis and when do we go?
The Ramban's explanation of the.
Yeah, but we discussed that, but I mean the Gemara, inside the Gemara. By Toshma Hidus in the Meyed or by Toshma Tanagim Shem Mechatis in the Chedolui? In the Chedolui. Oh, you already mentioned the Peres and knows some name in it, yeah. Up to Boya Roy. Okay, alright. Now we discuss the Machlekes between Rashi, which is not only Rashi Barosh, Tesvez, on one hand, and the Ramban on the other hand. So according to Rashi and Tesvez, and the Rashbo, and many other Rishayim. So, what Morris says, Rabbi Pshitalei, it means Rabbi Pshitalei, the Bosami Korazim. And the Rabbi Niboyalei, whether it was a Mikoro or Basasei, was a Tovamah. But the Ramban explains it just the reverse. He says, the Rabbi Pshitalei means that was a Seifazino, because if we would say, because Rabbi says, Zorakim Rishagag, Ubacham Shom, the Makro Potter, so what does it mean, Potter? Potter, even the Rishi is Potter, the Ramban says. The Sheini is of course Potter, because it has no value. It has no value. But the, even the derision is part. Even the derision is part. According to Rashi, Rabbi has reference to a specific situation where the Zeirik was the owner of the Keirik. So that's why he says Potter. But if the Zeirik would be not the owner of the Keirik, a stranger, so then a third party, so then the Zeirik could be hired. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara, according to most Rishayim. In other words, the Zohar Kumi Shakav Vacham Shabim Makal Potter. The Sheni is Potter, the Mishaber Matar is Potter. Why? Because it's already Shovel. And the Zeirik is Chayel. The Zeirik is Chayel. Alright, now, this is so. So that the Ramban Shiti is, that in so far as the Sheni is concerned, is Potter because it has no value. Let's say if you were to sell it while it's in the air and it's destined to break, would any customer, would anyone pay a penny for it? He wouldn't pay. Because it's destined to break, whether it was a mikore, it was a tender. It doesn't. No one will pay a penny without any longness. He won't pay a penny. So, but the question is the Zeirik high? So Rabbi says, Potter, it means the Zeirik is also Potter. Why? So it's a raye. That was a seifas, you know. This is, so the Rambam Shiti is just the reverse of the other vision. Now, then there is another. There is another Shittas Rebbe, Machlokes Rishayim. Now the Shittas of the Raivad. The Raivad agrees not with the Ramban's Pshat. The Raivad agrees with the Pshat of most Rishayim. That when Gemara says the Rabbi Pshitale, it means Rabbi Pshitale that was on the Korazin. How do we know that Rabbi Pshitale was on the Korazin? Because Rabbi says that the Mishad of the Makel is Potter. So if it's Bosasei, he should be hired. Not like the Ramban, that the Mishaber Makel is Potter anyway because it has no value at that moment. Because the fact that it has no value at that moment is of no significance. Suppose with the Rechnes, it will not break. Then he'll be able to get a good price for it. So the Mele, the Shite of all the Rishayim, other than the Ramban, is that since, in case, Viderach Nes, it will be Mitzel, and it will not break. He'll be able to sell it. So the Mele, it means that the Kele has the Shabbat. At this moment, so he can buy, he can get anybody. But the Kele is Viderach Nes, it will be Mitzel. So then he'll be able to get $10 for the Kele. So the Mele, it has the Shabbat. Of $10. Alright, but the Raivad Shita is, while the Raivad agrees with most Hashem, that when the Gemara says Rabbi Pshita, it means that Rabbi holds Vosam Korazin. Because if Rabbi had held Vosasei Badino, then the Mishabu Makhlo the Shemi would be Chayev. But at one point, the Raivad is Chayev, can Rashi and Antezvet, and Androsh. The Rajbo mentions the Rajbo. It's in the Rajbo's tradition. I mean, the Chibishia Rajbo can more come, but the Rajbo mentions the Rajbo. The Rabamiri mentions the Rajbo. The Rajbo says that, in view of the fact that Rabbi says, so Rakim Rishaga, Gubacha, Bishop, and Makel is Potter. So, what is Rabbi interested in telling us? He's interested in telling us that the Shemi is Potter. Why? Because of some. So you should say, so Akim Rishagat Ubacha Vishab, Rebbe Makir, Hashem Potter Bo Rishon Chayev, the Zeirik is Chayev. Rabbi doesn't say, Hashem Potter Bo Rishon Chayev, so it means Potter. So why, that means that the Rishon is also Potter. Why is the Rishon Potter? The Shem is Potter because it was a Mikoradon, so it's already Kushomo. But why is the Rishon Potter? So the Raivad says, the Rishon is Potter since the Kele did not break as a result of that drop. So Mele is Potter. So there is come. The Shittas Raivad is contrary to the Shittas of all the other Rishon who explain the Gemara in the same way. As the Raivad. Now it's not like the Ramban. According to the Ramban, So Rabbi Pshitele that was a seifa dino. No, the Raivet also says that Rabbi Pshitele was a mikoraz dino. But all the Rishayim were explaining in order that whether Rabbi Pshitele was a mikoraz dino, so they hold that the Rishayim is higher. The Raivet says no, the Rishayim is not higher, because the Rishayim cannot be higher in view of the fact that the Kehle did not break as a result of his Babi. It would have broken, except that the Rishayim intervened and broke the matter. So the fact is that it did not actually, in other words, this Rike, as it turned out, so this Rike was not the cause of the break. In other words, there is no cause and effect relationship. There should have been a cause and effect relationship between this Rike and the breaking of the Kehle. But it wasn't realized. That's what the Raivet says. זור הכלב עם מרי שגר ובוא החמישה ומאקו פותר אי מרני. He says אי מרני, why? Because it was aware of the fact that many of the shayim disagree with him. Rashi, Tesves, the Rosh, Kolshkin of Ishin Shufot, Kolshkin of Ishin Shufot, אי מאיר. But he doesn't explain anymore like Ramah. He says, Kolshkino, because Rambam didn't say Kolshkino Vishin Shulpota. Kolshkino Vishin Shulpota. The Kolet Rambam, this is what Gimori is saying to the Rabbi Pshitale. The Rabbi holds, was a safe as we know. So that's why the Vishin is Pota. He says, Kolshkino Vishin Shulpota. That has nothing to do with the Shiloh, was a Mikor as we know, or was a safe as we know. True, he says, true that was a Mikor as we know. But the Vishin is Pota because it didn't break as a result of the dropping. Shema lohoyo nishba milo yashkechino omdu l'mise v'choyo poter v'chename poter v'sheimi name poter kibid omdu l'shvire meim roma mona tfirata. So he says, why is it different? Let's say, suppose a person, let's say, that's Gimel Sanhedrin. Suppose a person shoots someone, and then all the doctors say it's fatal. It's fatal. He has to die. He shot a bullet into his heart. And then, miraculously, so the doctors were able to take out the bullet and he recovered. So he'll not be a Ritzayah. He should have been a Ritzayah, except for the miracle that happened. So he was not a Ritzayah. So mainly here too, how can he be mechuyev the rishayim? Why? He broke the Kehle, he didn't break the Kehle. The shayni is poter, even though he broke the Kehle, because was a mikorazim. Because in case, so the shit of the Raivet is, you see, as a matter of fact, what the Raivet says is very reasonable. I think what the other rishayim say involves a very big chiddush. A person is chayev for the Kehle, even though the Kehle became broken by the Shvira, because of the Shvira, the Makel of the Shem. There is no cause and effect relationship between the Zvita of the Kehle and the breaking of the Kehle. It should have been, but it wasn't realized. So still, since the Shita of the other Shem is, which is the Shita of Mokel Shem, that suppose the Shemi had not intervened with his market, then the Kehle would have woken, let's say, he dropped the Kehle at 9 o'clock in the morning from the Empire State Building, so, and if the Shemi had not intervened with his market, it would have woken at 5 o'clock. So since in the event that the Shemi had not intervened with the market, then the Kehle was destined to break, without any question, at 9:05, so even though somebody else intervened, but he already set in motion all the forces that will inevitably, except by the intervention of another act. But without the intervention of another act, will inevitably result in the breakings. So in many ways, and suppose no one had intervened, then it would have become a mazik not as of 5 after 9, but as of 9. So even though this breaking was, as a result of the dropping, was precluded, but since he set in motion the forces on account of which the Kelim was destined to break, so mainly is a mazik and ischa. But the Irish is not like that. So he says, Mili Ashponam Yule Mise Vaya Potter, Hochename Potter, Visheini Name Potter, Kini the Omdu Vishvire, Meinar Oma, Monetvirata. But other Visheim are Hilikan. Now, what would other Visheim say? Alright, Omdu Mise, that's Ritzayach. So he said, I mean, cannot say, he's a Ritzayach when the person is living. How can he be Ritzayach? But the same aloha of Omdu Mise would apply to Mazik also. Suppose Reuven would shoot a bullet into the heart of the behemoth, and then everybody would say the behemoth will die, and to the amazement of everybody the behemoth didn't die, performed an operation, it took out the bullet from the heart of the behemoth and the behemoth lived. So Reuven be chayv to pay for the behemoth. It's not mistaba that Reuven would be hired to pay for the behemoth. So why is this case different than the case where somebody would shoot the behemoth and then miraculously the behemoth would recover, the bullet would be taken out? So there, I don't know what the Sheni would say about it, but it's mistaka that he wouldn't say that he is hired. So there is one difference. Over there, when the behemoth recovers, recuperates. So you cannot say that the behemoth was killed by Reuven. The behemoth was not killed. The behemoth is not dead, you see. The behemoth is not dead. Mashinkin here, the killer is broken. But because of the intervention by Shimon, so it broke. It broke immediately. Before it had an opportunity to break as a result of the dropping. Suppose Reuven shoots a bullet into the heart of Shimon's baby. And then all the doctors say that with this bullet in the heart, the behemoth can live at most half an hour. Then Levi washes and he shoots in another bullet into the heart of the behemoth, and the behemoth dies immediately. In that case, of course, all the Rishayim would say that Reuven is chayav, because the behemoth is dead. Mashenkin, in the case of the behemoth recovers, so he cannot say he's a mazik, the behemoth is alive, so he's not a mazik. Alright, anyway, this is the shite of the Rishayim. Now, the last time I mentioned what the Tzitz Achishi says, what the Nachlos Dovin says, and what the Tzitz Achishi says is very, very strange. It's very, very strange. What the Nachlos Dovin says is very disturbing. It's very disturbing. And then, according to the Tzitz Achishi's longest, the Tzitz Achishi assumes that the Yisef, the Rosh, and the Yisef, they both, Achiri Kamishit of Tzitz distinguish it between the case of Zorak and the case of Zorak Chetz, that we say Bosami Koraz we not only in the case of Zorak Li, but in the case of Zorak Evan El Chetz Zorak Li, so then even Rabbe will be made that Bosaseif Azlinon, that's the issue. So it says, How do we know that the Rosh is Chilek? So we know that the Rosh is chilek because the Rosh has the cash against Rabzeira says that holcho b'shus rabbi v'tizot tzures b'shus rabbi v'nof lal kli b'shus ayochi the Ziko is higher, that's probably Rav Zera says so. So the question is, what according to Rabbi? So we say what's on the Korah Zinon. So when does one become a Mazik? As of the original moment, not when the Hezek occurs, when the loss occurs, but at the original moment. So here, according to Rabbi, was on the Korah Zinon. If the Hina, let's say, at 9 o'clock in the morning steps upon Paris, and then at 1 minute after 9, it falls upon a kill in the Rishus HaYochid, far away from the Rishus HaRabbi. So it is Mazik. So according to Rabbi, when was the Behima Mazekes? At 1 after 9 or at 9? At 9. Now at 9, where was the Behima? In the Shayochid or in the Shizrabi? Which is Rabbi? So you should be perverse. Why does Rav Zera say that it's Hayesh? So the Rosh says it's a special Zakosu. Will be a Mizdeach. Otherwise, it's not for the special Zakosu. I would say that he's Potter. Why? Because Basami Korazim. But according to Tainsles, in the case of, we only say Basami Korazim. We only say Basami Korazim in the case of Zorakli, not in the case of Zorakel and Ochet, Alakli. And here in Zorakel and Ochet, Alakli. Two ways. Pebbles, he stepped on pebbles. Alright. So he says that the Rosh is Chelikam. Then he also says, Mutiyesev is Chelikam. How does he know that Mutiyesev is Chelikam? Because Mutiyesev, in the Sugya of Fishim Shin Fitzor, the Sugi, the Hebrew Kitzur, he asks a very strange question. He asks, since we pass from the Mitzvah and Mishim Shim Chitzor, so how are we allowed to light the Shabbos candles? So she's doing Gimloch and Shabbos, a strange guy. So the Mutiyei says, this is the Teretz, according to Mandoma, Isha Mishim Chitzo. According to Mandoma, Isha Mishim Chitzo. So then, Isha Mishim Chitzo. So it means that everything was done at the time when you made the fire. So let's say, if somebody makes a fire in the courtyard, let's say, on Sunday, and then the fire spreads on Monday and burns the godish, so it's considered that he destroyed the godish not on Monday but on Sunday. Suppose the one who made the fire on Sunday died a few minutes after he made the fire, and by the time he burned the godish, so the one who made the fire is already dead. So then the Nizek, the Baal HaGodish, can collect from the Mechosi that the Yoshim inherited from him. So that's why it's Mutar to light Shabbos candles, because it's considered that he did his Maise. He did his Maise on Friday. She did the Maise on Friday, not on Shabbos. So the Sahih says that means that the Mutiyesev is also Chelikam Tesis, because according to Tesis, so he had understood the Pshat in Mutiyesev, because just as Rabbi says Bosami Korazim in the case of Zorakli, so in the case of Zorakhetz we also say Bosami Korazim. So when was this Rikas Achetz or the Asiya Sahih? On Friday. So Mimele, he becomes a Mazik then, and he does the Melochet then, and not later. So, this is what the Tzachishim says. So, the Tzachishim is Merav Shemitre. So then, it should follow that according to Tzachishim, it's also to light Shabbos candles Friday. So strange. So, the Nachla Zdovi, First of all, the Nachas David mentions his strong raya. First of all, the Nachas David mentions his strong raya that the Rosh agrees with Tzitzis, because in the Kiyase, the Kiyase and the Sugi of Basam Mikor Azlino and Basam Talamon Azlino, so he mentions in the name of the Rosh that the Rosh says that when do we say Zorakli Veloishabarte, so when do we say that Zorakli Mirin Shagar Ubaha Vishobri Bimakir is Potter only in the case of Zorak, but if Ruvain was there to Hetz on the Kli, and then Shimon was Mizaris himself, and he broke it before the Hetz reached the Kele, so then Shimon is high. That's Tesis Lomdes. And the Mkeis is mentioning the Rosh. So we see that the Tesis is not right in his proposition that the Rosh is Chelek on Tesis. And then, but the question is, the Nachas David doesn't ask that Kasha, but that's the Kasha against the Tesis Achenshen. So then, according to Tesis Achenshen, according to the Rosh and the Kiyaseh, how is one allowed to light the Shabbos, to light the Shabbos candles? How is one allowed to light the Shabbos candles? So Nachas David says something else. And what Nachas David says is really very, very good. I mean, it's very mistaba. So he says that Rabbi says two halachas. Halacha number one, Rabbi says that when someone drops a kilo from the top of the Empire State Building at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then it's destined to break, to fall to the ground at 5 minutes after nine. So he becomes a mazik not at 5 after 9, but becomes a mazik at 9 o'clock. But then Rabbi says another halach. Rabbi says another halach. Rabbi says that not only in case where he does ultimately break, so he becomes a mazik at 9 o'clock, but the keli is considered shogor at 9 o'clock, because one could say too, he becomes mechuyev, the gavra becomes a mazik at 9 o'clock, because that's his act. After that, once the keli is dropped, so he doesn't do anything. He can go to sleep too. I mean, he doesn't do a thing once he drops the keli. So the 5 minutes that intervene between the dropping of the keli and the breaking of the keli, he doesn't do anything. So he is a mazik at 9 o'clock, but the keli is not considered shavur until 5 after 9. One could doubt that. If we were to assume like that, so then the second one should also be chayav. There are two maziki. But Rabbi says the second one is potali gamre. The second one is not a partner in the hezek. Why isn't he a partner in the hezek? The first one is a mazik, but the second one is also a mazik. He broke it. The answer is Rabbi says another aloha. That's aloha number two. Not only is he mazik as of the original moment, as of 9 o'clock, but the kelei is shovel as of 9 o'clock, not as 5 after 9. So then Tisha says, in respect to halacha number two, that is only shayach if a certain maaseh was applied on the keli. But in the case of Zorah Kelei Nochetz, alakli, ubo'acha v'shogri b'makir, then it's not shayach to say. But so insofar as the halacha number two is concerned, Tisha distinguishes between Zorak and Zorak Evan Alakli. Zorak Li or Zorak Evan Alchitz Alakli. Mashemke, in respect to halacha number one, so if in the case of Zorak Li, we say he becomes a mazik as of the original moment, so in the case of Zorak Evan Alchitz Alakli, he also becomes a mazik as of the original moment. This is what Nachas David says. Now, and many kashas will be able to answer with death Nachas David Yisod. And according to Sizachit Shem, there are so many kashas I mean, I myself have many kites, but I don't want to spend time. Well, yes, what is it?
Rubanya was Hanukkah. Rubanya was
so what's
the kite? It was started burning from the beginning.
Yes, so what?
It's not has to be burning at night.
So what?
So I wouldn't be
won't
see
Neiros
Hanukkah by
starting burning. Of course, I mean, certainly by Neiros Hanukkah we have no difficulty. Neiros Hanukkah is the Nian of Pesuma Nisi. So that's true that he did a kindling, of course, when he lights the Neiros Hanukkah. He lights the Neiros Hanukkah, let's say, while the, let's say, little early, and it keeps on burning. It keeps on burning. So all the time, so there is a kim of kusumanise with that kind of kindling of the Neiros Hanukkah. All right, now the Rav Chaim Eizer in the Sefer Achiezer, the first Chelik Achiezer, Simen Yutes, there's a wonderful simen on that. So he discusses from Ravne. So he says he doesn't discuss what the Tzitz Achilshin says in connection with the Roshim. He discusses what the Tzitz Achilshin says in connection with the Yezichi. Connection with the Yezichi. But what Chaneza says is could not apply to the Rosh. What Nachuzovit says could apply to the Rosh. But what Chaneza says could only apply to what the Tzitz Achilshin says in connection with the Yezichi. The Tzitz Achilshin says, number one, the Rosh is Chaneza. Alright. And number two, Mugiesef is Chelik. How does he know that Mugiesef is Chelik and Tesis Shite? Because Mugiesef says, if let's say Ruben made a fire in his yard on Sunday morning, and then the Godish of Shimon burned down as a result of the spreading of the fire Sunday afternoon, and then a few minutes after Reuven made the fire Sunday morning in his yard, so Reuven died, so then Shimon can collect from the Nechosim the Tefillin left. But when he died, so the Godish was still intact, and the Yeshua says, no, it's considered that he was Mazik on Sunday morning, even though the Godish burned down Sunday afternoon. So the Tzachish says that means the Tzachish that Mugiyese. Tzachish says Mugiyese is chilek on Tzachish. Tzachish says that Bosami applies only to the case of Zorak Chilek, but not to the case of Zorak Chetz. So, but Mugiyese holds it applies equally to the case or Zorachas. Because according to Tesis would be Chelik on the Tesis. According to Tesis, if Reuven would make a fire Sunday morning in his yard, and then the Godish of Shimon would burn down late in the afternoon Sunday, and in the meantime, Reuven died, so the Shimon would not be able to collect from the Nechosim that Reuven left. Not be able to collect from Reuven's Yoshim. From Yoshim. Because at the time when Reuven died, he was not liable. He was not imagined yet, according to this. So, Chaneza says here, he says something. He says that Mugiesef can agree with the Israel Shite, but Mugiesef, what did Mugiesef say? And what does Taisa say? Taisa says, Nired im Zohar Kerem So he says that in the case where Reuven throws a chetz on Shimon's scale, and then before the chetz reaches Shimon's scale, so Levi comes and breaks the scale. So then, Shimon is chayev and Reuven is potter. Shimon is chayev and Reuven is potter. So he says, that's only the case. Where does Tesis make a distinction between Zorak Kele and Zorak Chetzala Kele in the case where the Kele did not break as a result of the Rishon's Maaseh? Let's say, Zorak Chetz, Zorak Nimrish Adar. who being Ozeri Klim Rishadar. Then Shimon, before the Kehler reaches the ground, so Shimon broke it in the market. Did the Kehler break as a result of this Zerika? No. Still, Rabbi says that the Rishon is higher. Still, Rabbi says that the Rishon is higher. So Teisve says, so Teisve says, in the case of Zorakel and Chetzalakel, Ubo, Acheya, Bishopo Bimakel, then the Acheya is higher, and the Rishon is potter. Because the Kehler didn't break as a result of the act by the Rishon. So in the case of Zorakel and Rishadak, two, it didn't break as a result of the act by the Rishon. The answer is, in the case of Zorakel and Rishadak, even though he did not culminate in the breaking of the Kehler, but he already did a Maise, he already threw it down, and it was destined to break. So there was a Maise in the Kufakel, applied on the Gufakel. It didn't break, but it was destined to break. So Mele, Ruben is hired anyway, even though Bimtzias, it broke as a result of the Shvira Lemata. Mashein came in the case of Ruben throwing the Chetz on the Kehler. And then before the Chetz reaches the Kehler, so Shimon, let's say the Kehler is ladies, and Shimon breaks the Kehler, so then Shimon is higher, Ruben is potter, because in view of the fact that the Kehler did not break as a result of Ruben's throwing the heads, and Ruben didn't even touch it. So how can we say that in spite of the fact that he didn't break through his act, through Ruben's act, he is still the man? So Bishlam, in the case of Zorak Kehler, he did the Maise, he applied a certain act on the Kehler, which was destined to result in the breaking of the Kehler, even though it didn't result. But he did the Maise on the Kehler that was destined to result in the breaking of the Kehler. But in the case of Zorak Chetzalakli, so Bishlam, so Tesis himself will also agree with the Maise. Let's say, Ruben would throw a chetz at 9 o'clock in the morning upon the Kehler, and the Kehler would reach the Kehler at 5 after 9. So, and then, at 2 minutes after 9, Ruben died. So then, Tesis would be made that the Nizek can collect from the Nechosim of Ruben. Because in that case, it did culminate in the breaking. So Mele is a mazik as of the original moment. But in the case where it doesn't culminate in the breaking, so Bishleime, if he's Zorak, Ilam Rishadak, so the Maise was already applied on the Kehler. So he already did the Maise. Whether it culminated or didn't culminate, it makes no difference. But in the case of Zorak Chetzalakli, so if it culminated, fine. But if it didn't culminate, so how can we say that he was mazik already when he didn't even touch the Kehler? Didn't even touch the Kehler. Alright, so this is what Dachiezer says. This is what Dachiezer says. Now here in regard to the Gemara, Toshma, Tamidim Shem Mechatikim Bechevel Gui, Vinifsak Achevel Vinishbar Abui, Mishal Min Lezakshon, Shmamim Bosamikor Azim, Tzirgim Achevel, Vochevel Mishinui, so the Gemara says, Nimoy is the Mishin. Von nicht das Mikotone, aber Sumchasi. Da war zu essen, der Schoen nicht alle. Die Sumchasi, die Seife, nicht das Mene Sheva, und noch war Kli, aber noch war Kli Acha, die Schoen, weil er wischen, schauen wir Zoll, weil Acha, die Schoen hat zum Ezek, wie Sumchasi, wie ist der Hot Ezek, durch die Teime, schauen wir, die Sumchasi, die Ezek, Kira, Kirche, die Kirche, Kirche, wo hoch, wo ihr Rabatsche, Kirche, Kirche, die Sumchasi, Kirche, Dome, Lab, Kirche, Dome, Tischel, Lab, Kirche, Dome, Elo, Lab, Rabolani, Schmamen, was am Mikor, also, Elo, Omar, Abdul, Barabaye, die Kogumene, So the Balamoyer as the kasher, I think I mentioned last time, the Balamoyer as the kasher against the Reef. Now the Reef, it is assumed by Balamoyer that the Reef paskins like Rabbe, that was only Korah's unknown, and still the Reef mentions the kinte of the Kozum Minemene. He mentions the kinte of the Kozum Minemene. So, and there the Ramban says, he states that the Reef agrees with him, that when Gemara says Rabbi Pshitalei, it means Rabbi Pshitalei the Sasopas Lino, So that's why the real first mention of Dibbe Barabayas Elkinte, because of name and A. The Kasha by Barmoya was, when we have to apply it to the case of Kosum name and A, if we assume that the Sato the Monazim. But since the Rif passed Kosum Nikolas, we know, so he doesn't have to mention the Elkinte of the Kosum name and A. So the Ramban says, no, other of it. The Rif passed the Sato the Monazim. That's why he's forced to mention the Elkinte of Bosa, of the Kosum name and A. That's the teretz by the Ramban. Now, let's see what the Rosh said. The Rosh and the Shimon. Now, it's paragraph, the second page, paragraph Aleph. It's Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, in this Gemara, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel on the base. It's at the end of paragraph Aleph, Kuf Chav Gimel on the base of 246, the first column. So, Daf Yitres Hamad Aleph, Vod, the maker of Dibbe Barabayi, Hayi B'tan Gil, Shem Mechatin B'chadal Gli, B'doz Omenei, Riuk Mebayi B'hod B'hod M'shan Hoche, Lo Yal Rebid Yil Chesed, Lo Kar Mim Bosam Yikor Azlinon, Ubala Moya Tama Al Raval Pezal, She Posa Kerave B'sif Pirkin, Dibbe Bosam Yikor Azlinon, Uba Hayi B'tan Gil, Shem Mechatin B'chadal Gli, Kosa B'nikoz Omenei, Al Mebosato Bamon Azlinon. That's the Bala Moya's Kash. So the Rambam gives his teretz. V'arai V'zal, Kosa, אפשר שסיבר הרב מה שתראה צריך על דיבר ברבי בקוז מיני והוא מויקה לו במוסה בלישה אלא אפילו בלוי מיוסה בלישה על שביר הסקוי נשאל נדק שולם כי דיו זו מיני שרצו משתי סנה קוי ויאב אגב וגב יחב ומישהו נראו משאל מחוצי נזה וגב ישביר הסקוי מיהו וחיו ומישאל נדק שולם ואש לבדי, אילו יוסו מיני, אף על גב דיבוס המקור על זינון, ואהבו נשאלו נדק שואלים, שאלו בכי, פיתס החבר נשבר משהו נאו, אינמה, כי יוסו מיני, הוא רצו משתס מנדלי, אפילו החבר נמה משאל נדק שואלים, שאו יקבו נוסי משתס מים מנדלי, ורצו להפציק החבר, כדי שאיפה לדלי, וישתם מן המים שבאו, כאילו כך, כאילו יהיו חיל משתם נקלי, ובכן נמה למכתב בחבר, כי דאמרים הם גם נאמר ויסאלה, so according to the way the Rosh mentions the Raivet, in the Chidushi Raivet here, we don't find two Rishonis, but the Rosh mentions, in the name of the Raivet, two Rishonis. One Rosh is, in other words, so the Raivet says that when the Gemara gives the Teretz, because of Minei and Minei, so that means that the Gemara is Chayzeya, from the Teretz of Moses Gelish. At first the Gemara says, when the Gemara asks for Chevon Mishune, he is the Moses Gelish. So then the Gemara asks for me about the Nikotone. So then the Gemara ultimately says, Omer Rabbi Barabai, the Kogum Neimele. So the question is, but was the Hevel covered, coated with dough, or it wasn't coated with dough? So the Raivet says, according to Rabbi Barabaye, so the Braise does not have reference to a case where the Hevel was coated with dough and the Tanigelim were picking on the dough. No, it wasn't coated with dough. And still, he's Chayav. So, then the question should be, so if it wasn't Moses Lishe, so it's Mishune. So the Raivet has two missions. The first Lashon is, in respect to the Hevel, because the Braise says like this, Tanigelim shemechatid in the Hevel belief, ונפסק החבר, ונשבר הדלי, משל מנזק שולם. So that means, so the according to the first lotion, when the price, and you'll see that in the Raivet solution, that according to the first lotion, so מחת מחבר דלי, ונפסק החבר, ונשבר הדלי, משל מנזק שולם on the דלי. Even though the Hevel, he was not coated with dough, so it was Mishune, so the tailing, the damaging of the Hevel is Mishune. But once the Hevel snapped, and then the breaking of the kele. So that is not mission. Why? Because the Tanagilim, they were very thirsty, so they kept on pushing the head in order to drink all the water, every drop of water in the leaf. So they kept on rolling it and drinking it at the same time. So because of this constant rolling and drinking, so the tree ultimately broke. So that's not Mishune. So in other words, so the Rebbe says that according to Rabbi Barabai Sukimte, so the Hevel, the Brisa does not have reference to a case where the Hevel was coated with dough. No. So, but it's Mishune. So the answer is in Chaname. As far as the value of the damage done to the core, to the Hevel is concerned, let's say it's an expensive Hevel. So they repays Chotzenezek, that's Mishune. But as far as the damage done to the Kele is concerned, that's not Mishune, because they kept on picking and drinking from the Dli, and as a result of this constant drinking and the constant rolling that it entailed, so the Dli broke. That's not Mishune. Then the second motion is, and that's the Ika, Shita Rabbi. We see from the Asogia of the Raivet and the Rambam that he agreed ultimately with the second motion, because the Rambam says the same thing that the Raivet here, according to the Rosh, says in the first motion, and the Raivet in the Asogia says Masik in Peri. So that means that even though the Rosh mentions in the name of the Raivet Tuli Sheines, but his Achoya was like the second motion. And the Rambam says like the first lotion, so maybe the Raivet is master. Raivet is master. The second lotion is that if it's also minei, so then even on the Hevel is chayven as a shot. So that's another shayla. That has to do, I mean, with the psychology of the Tamgelim. So it has to go. But the first Rosh, now let's see the Rosh again. Rosh. So he says like this. Efsha shetiver arav, ma shetiretz rabbinu barabai likot minei, lo imoike lo imi musa belishe, ela afilu belo imi musa belishe, al shpich asli misham lele sholem, ki doot minei, shereitzel ishte sunakli, ve'af agav dika bechelo mishuneu, u misham lechotzen eze, even in the case of minei u minei. So, as far as the Hevel is concerned, it's Mishune, if it's not coated with dough. Ligabi shvira sakli mi yorumche, u mishalim le lekshoret. Vahash te bada yu lozo mnei, abo gavdi bo sami koraz linon, lehav mishalim le lekshoret. Shal dia, achti tas hachevel nishbar u Mishune hu. That's one rosh. Ina mekim li ozo mnei, vu reitzel ishte sunad li, afil al hachevel nami mishalim le lekshoret. Shoy kavonos in ish des mein in agri, wir reden zu habs kacher. Na du jetzt weiß ich nicht schön. It's not the there a hobby town girl to pick at her. It's not that because the town girl doesn't enjoy eating the hair, picking on the hair, he doesn't enjoy it. So if the hair, if the town girl does pick on the hair, it's an aberration of it. It's something unusual. But in the case where the Tanigelim are very thirsty, and let's say the Tanigelim have a modicum of intelligence, and they see that in order to be able to drink the water from the Dli, so they must do something, they must do a good job with the Hevel. They must pay the Hevel. They must do the Hevel. So, Memele, the ultimate objective by the Tanigelim in picking for a long time on the Hevel is to break, to tear the Hevel, and then they'll be able to drink the water in the leaf. So even the picking under certain circumstances, the picking on the Hevel is not Mishune, it's a natural act. But of course that requires a modicum of intelligence. So what? Why couldn't the Tanigelim have a modicum of intelligence? So something the Rebbeinu Shalom instilled it in the instincts of all the living things. To do it, it's not. You don't have to call it intelligence. It's instinctively, it's done. So it's natural. It's natural. That's the first question. That's the first question. That's the second question. The first question holds no. We cannot be Bereshit B'Tzeri and attribute to the Tanigeli such intelligence, even if it is grounded in their instincts. They're not capable of such intelligence. So that means that if the Tanigeli picked on the Hevel, and then the Hevel snapped, and then they kept on, you know, drinking from the glee and rolling the glee and drinking at the same time. So that means that it wasn't Sif Masim Machshav Tchilo Espar at the Tanigim. So we say, after all, Tanigim have no intelligence. So when they picked on the Hevel to such an extent that the Hevel snapped, it wasn't with the objective of being able to drink from the tail. It was just an aberration left. It was Mishur. But once it snapped, then it was very natural. Then it was very natural for them to. It was very natural for them to drink the water once it snapped. So and the tree was available to them. So it was very natural for them to drink the water in the tree. That's the second washing in the right. Now, the Rambam Peregrinism Katniss Kimona Oche Yudale Hoyo Mechapit in the Hevel Vinifsek Achevel Vinifbar Adlim Shal Nezek Sholem Vimuhu Shemizgaldo Adlim Achmoso Natchenof Al Vinifbar Vimu Yarachel Reichel Uveis Achiloson Poskuo Mishal Yigam Al Achevel Nezek Sholem. In other words, where is the Raiv it says that according to the Kimto Rabbim Rabbi so Mimele so the Braise of Tamgeri does not have reference to the case where the Hevel was coated with dough. So he says, when can there be an Ezek Sholim on the Hevel? Only when it's coated with dough. But if it's not coated with dough, then on the Hevel, he pays a Chotzin Ezek. You don't know the Tamgeri. And on the Glee, he pays an Ezek Sholim. If it's Ozel Minei Munei. But even if it's from the A, he pays in the Sholim only on the Glee, but not on the Hevel. Unless it is coated with dough. So it's like the first washing in the right. It's like the first washing in the right that the Rosh mentions. Not like the Inam Rosh. But the right here says, Kos Varayat Zal, Loinoya, Veloitsoya, Veloipoya, Yehodi Machin, Migmore, Vachel, Mishuni, Abufa, the Brysik of Machin. So it's not just on the Mandoma who says Bosamikora Dino, but on the Braise. And so if it's Mineu Minei, so then he's Chayav Nezek Sholem on both. On the Glee and on the Hevel. Why is the Chayav Nezek Sholem on because for the same reason that he's Chayav Nezek Sholem on the Glee. Why is the Chayav Nezek Sholem on the Glee? Why? Because it's Uchet. It's okay to break a kele when you drink it. So mele, and since they picked it, and we assume according to the second washing in the Raya, so that it was safe Maaseh Machshavah Tchilo as far as the Tanigelim are concerned. So they picked on the Hevel in order to avail themselves of drinking from the Glee, so that's not Mishuneh. So even the picking on the Hevel was not an act of Shin. Alright. Now, it seems to me that the machlokes between the Raivet and the Rambam here is story machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh. Now there is a Gemara in the second period. There's the second period. Gemara da Chof Gimel. Now the Mishnah says that Chopal from the base, Hakel of Shnotel Chorov, Rolach Mugodish, Ochla Chorov, Vibrika Godish, Al Chorov Mishal Nezeksholm, Al Godish Mishal Nezeksholm, Al Godish Mishal Nezeksholm. So that Chopal of the Dalet, the Gemara says, Al Chorov Mishal Nezeksholm. Man Chayet, who is Chayet? and then he showed him on the chore. Balakel. In other words, his kelev ate up the cake, the cookie. So the mele, the balakelev has to pay. Will chayiv name balgachles. So gishishima gachlos. In gishishima gachlos, a my boy kelev. My boy kelev also. Bishachota. Broke it. He opened up the door. Omar Rav Mori, Reb Rav Kane, Zei Simeres, Sam Glossi, Sotur Esim Yitzel Kele. So Rashi says, Zei So, Veloi Teime Mishunehu, Upaugen Iske Mishal. Zei Simeres, Midi Chayif, Ubal Kele Vachor, Ene Zek Sholem, Al Melafshinu, Zei Shachot Rasadelts. We say that the Bal Kele is Mechuyen. Is Mechuyen from the Chore. Is mechuyev benezek sholem, but the balchore is not, and but the balgachles is not chayev. Why is the balgachles chayev? The answer is it was placed in a private place. So if it is placed in a private place, why is the balakelev chayev? Because the balakelev, because the kelev opened up the door of that private place. So it's a chayev that a door, if you just close it, you don't lock it, so it's likely to be opened up by a caliph. Because if it's not likely to be opened up by the caliph, so then the black caliph should pay only hot nezek, so it would be mishune. It wouldn't be, he wouldn't pay in nezek sholem. Here we say that the black caliph pays in nezek sholem. So apparently it's not an unusual act by the caliph. Why? Because a closed door can very easily, readily, be opened up by the kelev. So mele, it's not an act of shin. This is how Rashi explains it. This is Rashi explains it. So Rashi says, so the Raya of Gemara is that stam blosses pure says to kelev, because the Mishnah says, alachore mishalim nezek sholem. So that means why the caliph ate up the chore, but if some grosses enoch to resist like caliph, so it wouldn't be a natural act, this kind of eating, so it should have the same being as if a behemoth eats up ksuse kelev, so then the owner of the behemoth has to pay on the chotzenezek. It should have the same being as if a behemoth would eat bosal. A herbivorous animal is not natural for a herbivorous animal to eat basal. So then the halacha is if a behemoth eats basal, so the owner pays on the chotzenezek. So here too, why if stam losses are able to resist a kelev? So why should the bala kelev be mechuyev to pay an ezek sholem for the chore? Because the kelev ate up the chore, but it was done in an unnatural way. So the rosh is masik on Rashi. In other words, Rashi Shita, we see that Rashi Shita is, suppose a behemoth, does an unnatural act, an aberrational act, and then as a result of the aberrational act done by the behemoth, then the behemoth does a natural act. Let's say, suppose someone left a lot of tvur in the bar, and he locked up the bar, with locks. Here the Gemara says, some losses to the system. That means if he didn't lock it, he just closed it. So he tell him, he's bekeach, don't push it open. But suppose he locked it, then we cannot say, some losses to the system. So suppose someone had a behemoth, and the behemoth broke open into the bar that was locked. That was an unusual act by the behemoth. And then once it opened the bar, and in the bar there was a lot of tvur, so the behemoth ate up all the tvur in the bar. So according to Rashi, the owner of the behemoth will only have to pay chotz nezek for the damage done to the tvur. Even though the eating of the tvur in itself is a natural act, it's very natural. That's what the behemoth does every day. She eats tvur. But here, how did she get access to the tvur? By having recourse to an unnatural act. By breaking open the door of the bar. which was lack. So according to Rashi, since the eating was based upon a non-natural act, even though the eating itself is a natural act, so he pays on the chatzin egg. The Rosh is chayv. So the Rosh says, the Rosh is basic on Rashi. Why does Rashi say that because if Stam Gosses are not Purus, it's Ukelet. So then he wouldn't be, if Stam Gosses are not Purus, it's Ukelet. So then he should pay only Chotzin Ezek. Why only Chotzin Ezek? But the eating of once the door was opened by the Kelet, then the eating of the Chore is a very natural thing for the Kelet. So he should pay it as a Kshole. So how does the Rosh explain it? So the Rosh says, no, Stam Gosses Purus is Ukelet. Because suppose the owner of the behemoth locks up the behemoth, and still the behemoth manages to open up the door and goes out and then goes in trespasses upon the Rishus HaMizek and Mitzah. The payers of the in the Chotzer HaMizek, will the owner of the behemoth be Mechulif to pay? No, the way Yishmerenu, but here the owner watched it and then I'm used. So in other words, he's not a Pesheya. So this is what Gemara means, not like Rashi explains it. They see there are Stam Gosses Purus Kelev, because if Stam Gosses are not Purus Kelev, so then the owner of the Kelev should pay only Chotzin Ezek. So he says, no, the Aloch, just because the eating was predicated upon an unnatural act, but the eating itself, the act involved in the eating, is a natural act, so he should pay the Kelev. But if Stam Gosses are not Purus Kelev, so then he is an onus. So that means that the owner of the caliph exercised the best shvira in the world. Why should he pay? So in other words, so we have a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh. If a behemoth eats something, and the eating itself is a natural way, but it is predicated upon an unnatural act, so according to Rashi, even on the achille is the chuyev to pay on the chotzin ezek, and according to the Rosh, the fact that the achille is predicated upon an unnatural act does not make the achille mishune, because once that was done, so then this is a natural act. So apparently this is the shite of the Rambam, the Raivet is Masik, and the first washing the Raivet are in accordance with the shite of Rashi. According to Rashi, so the shite, I mean the shite of, on the contrary, I mean, the shite of the Rambam and the first washing in the Raivet, so are in accordance with the shite of the Rosh. What does the Rosh say? That even if the eating itself is predicated upon an unnatural act, but inasmuch as the eating itself was the second act, is natural in itself, even though it is predicated upon another act that is unnatural, but this act in itself is natural, so maybe he pays it as a shalom. So that's why the Rambam says, if the time of the Mechat, and if they were Ozuminei, so then, and the Hevel, that's Mishune. And the Hevel Mishune. The second Roshin that I would say is no. That if there is a Gli, then the Gli has water, so then we attribute so much intelligence to Tanagelin that it's already natural. But according to Rambam, we don't attribute so much intelligence to Tanagelin that even the picking and the Hevel should be saved by Asim Machshon et Chilo, should be natural. The Tanagelin are not so intelligent. So if we see the Tanagelin pick on the Hevel and they tear the Hevel, they cut it asunder, and then they break the Dli as a result of the constant drinking from the water from the Dli, so then we say it wasn't saved by Asim Machshon et Chilo. So we say that the cutting of the Hevel asunder is an unnatural act. So they pay, the owner of the Tanagelin pays on the Chotzen Ezek. But once the Hevel was cut asunder and then they keep on drinking and rolling the dream until the dream breaks because of the constant pressure that was exerted by the Sanhedrin profoundly. That's already natural to break the kli in the course of the drinking and the rolling. So the pain is shalom. That's the shittas around. Now, if you want to stay here for till 20 after 12, then I'll give the short hashkafishi. Thursday, though. If not, I don't want to impose it upon anyone. But if you
Shir Ayin Vav and Bava Kama continued Chav Tesir Hitoshim Mem Gimel May 12, 1983 on Thursday continued.
Is